the hour. Coming up in 5 minutes, the Minister of Praise, Byron Cage, will join us. Here's brand new Byron Cage, Great Mighty, on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
New music.
Yes.
That was brand new Byron Cage, Great and Mighty, at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is a wonderful Wellness Wednesday, and this young man we talk to often, he is one of our favorites here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. He's here to talk about his new CD, Memoirs of a Worshipper. Welcome, Mr. Byron Cage, to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Hey there.
Hey, Yolanda. Hey, V, how you guys doing?
Hey,
we
man,
are fantastic.
Oh, good. Yeah, I am fantastic, too, man. You know, I was telling somebody, Yolanda, that to be relevant, for goodness gracious, this is my ninth CD for almost 20 years.
Amen.
Next year. It's so humbling. I'm just so thankful. I really am.
Think about Byron Cage. I think about the Byron Cage and Purpose days.
Oh, I know. Back in 1994, you're absolutely right. And places that the Lord has allowed me to go between the Benny Hinn's and every place else is just phenomenal to know that you can, you know, really sustain a certain life in ministry the way we have. It's just been a blessing, and I'm thankful to have been chosen to do it.
Memoirs of a Worshipper. Tell us about this brand-new project, Just the Heart of a Worshipper.
Yeah, you know, my last CD, Faithful to Believe, you know, I wrote because, you know, it was a recession and people were really struggling. But this time, you know, the Lord really has had me in a place of worship. And the songs that I've been writing, you know, keeping in my diary, have been songs of passionate worship and praise and giving God glory. And I think this CD is so vertical. Almost every single song is about God. It's just pointing everything back to Him. And I'm just really thankful and honored to be in a place of worship, you know, because that's where the Lord dwells. And wherever He is, that's where I want to be. And I think that's what I want this CD to kind of reflect. You know, Great and Mighty, of course, being the first single, is such an anointed song, and it just takes you really literally right there to the presence of the Lord. And I knew that was going to be the first single, you know, based on how it was received that night when I recorded it live in Chicago. And I just thank God that it is just really resonating all over the country with people. And every place I'm going, people are like, man, that song is so anointed. And they don't even talk about, oh, I love your run and I love what you did here. It's not about me. It's about God.
We're talking to the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, about his new CD, Memoirs of a Worshipper. Now, Byron, you talk about longevity and being able to sustain and God keeping you and really allowing you to flourish in something that you absolutely love. Talk to the person who is on a job. They know that they want to do something else, but they're too afraid to jump out.
Wow. All I say is be steadfast, the word says, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I'm thankful because His word has been so true in my life. He says, for as much as you know, your labor, what you're going through, is not going to be in vain. If you trust in Him with all your heart, if you lean not to what you understand, but if you acknowledge Him in all of your ways, the Word has declared He will direct your path. I believe every single word of God that I read in my life, that no matter what you see around you, people, no matter what it looks like around you, if you believe God's Word and you apply His Word into your life and you live according to what He has, He is obligated, believers. He is obligated to perform His word in your life. He's obligated to do it, because if He won't do it, then I'm going to stop singing about it.
All right.
I'm so adamant about God's word and about what His promises are that if He's not going to do it, I'm going to do something else. Yeah. I'll just go out and live like the rest of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
He is a faithful God. Mm. He has proven Himself over and over and over again. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, believers, know that all things are going to work together for your good.
Well, man, amen.
Thank you for all of the years of great music that you've been putting out and allowing God to take you to higher levels. For those who want to follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all these good social websites, give it to them, please.
Absolutely. You all on Twitter, it's Real Byron Cage, and on Facebook, it's Byron Cage, and Byron Cage Online is my website. So go to it and go out to the stores, y'all.
Yes.
Get this Memoirs of a Worshipper. It's in stores right now.
It's hot.
All right. I can't wait. I can't wait, and you shouldn't either. Run to the store right now. Memoirs of a Worshipper. You know Him. You love Him. He is the one and only Byron Cage on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Love you too, sweetie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.